Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Warner Park as Madison right now just getting ready and Wisconsin Rapids getting ready to bat. We're going to take a quick moment to step aside here as we'll be back. First pitch coming up here shortly in about 2 to 3 minutes. We'll be back.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Warner Park as Madison in their away uniforms, which is interesting given they do play at home here today, but a team that's in there. Blue tops with the yellow sleeves and the blue leggings with the yellow stripe on the sides. And they also have the white Mallards logo on the front and the white numbers on the back. Wisconsin Rapids in their maroon tops with the gold Raptors logo on the front and the gold numbers on the back and the black leggings. So pretty standard for them. But Frankie Wright taking the mound. He'll face Ty Johnson to lead off. So Johnson, Smigalski, and Bobo are all scheduled to bat here in the top of the first. So Ty Johnson, 61 hits, 230 at-bats. He bats a 265. Wright will go to work and throws up above the zone. Had a pass ball, 1-0. So Ty Johnson, a little bit frustrated with himself yesterday, went 0-for-5, had a grounded RBI, struck out twice. He was the final out of last night's game, including a pop-up to third. And the 1-0 from Wright just clips the zone at a strike, 1-1. So Frankie Wright, 3 games appeared in with 10 innings pitched, allowing 8 hits, 3 runs, and 3 strikeouts for a 2.7 ERA. So out of Wagner College, a teammate of former Rafter Chris Cronif, has the 1-1 sliced away, fouled off. 1-2. So Ty Johnson leading the team, and at-bats, hits, runs, walks. He's got 12 doubles as well. Now the count runs at 1-2. Righty on lefty. Wright kicks the 1-2 to Johnson and fouled back behind the netting. So ball, 2 strikes, Ty Johnson, a shortstop, the dynamic player. We've seen him at center field, second base for the majority of the season, but today at the 6 spot. And now once again, in a swing and a miss, Johnson goes down. Or no, fouled off bottom side of the bat, just barely. So Johnson staying alive. And a ball, 2 strikes. Headed to Baylor next season, out of McLennan Community College, just down the road in Waco, Texas, from the campus of Baylor. So he's excited about his next trip as the 1-2 to right, and fouled away once again from Ty Johnson. Already 6 pitches here on Johnson, so Frankie Wright looking for his first strikeout and will be the first out of the game. So the right-hander appeared against the Rafters back on July the 18th as he throws up above the zone at a ball, 2-2. He went 4 innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs. Both of those came at home runs. That was the game where Wisconsin Rapids was slashed, to say the least, by Madison. The 2-2 again from Wright, fouled up above as the third baseman Taylor looking to track it down, and just goes out and away near the concourse. 8 pitches already for Wright. Here on the first batter of Ty Johnson. On deck is the team's leader in batting average, David Smigalski. And the 2-2. Up above the zone at a ball, 3-2. So Ty Johnson right now. A chance for him to lead off with a walk. Be a good start for the Rafters. He faces a full count. Wright kicks, turns, the payoff to Johnson, and a ground out away.
You kidding me? This will be 11 pitches.
3 balls, 2 strikes. 10 pitches for Frankie Wright on the first batter. So Johnson really working this count here early on. The payoff from Wright, and a swing and a liner into left field, going away from Schrodel. Johnson on his way to second. And he retreats back to first as Schrodel was on top of it, but a leadoff hit for Johnson. So doing well to work that count. This brings in David Smigalski, a rising junior out of LaGrange College. Native of Canton, Georgia, 8 hits on 24 at-bats, leading the team in batting average with a .333. Also has 6 RBIs as well. Went 1-for-3 with a run yesterday. And Wright sets in, throws up above the zone at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Johnson at first. Wright looks in here on Smigalski. The 1-0 down the plate at a strike, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Brendan Bobo on deck. Smigelski, the Division III program in LaGrange, where he batted a 310 this past season. So normally he's catching, but today he's the DH, as he was yesterday. And the 1-1 from right, way inside and backing away. That time at a fastball, 2-1. So Johnson really working the count. He leads off with a single into left field. He stands at first, a guy that leads the team in stolen bases, the 2-1 from right, and up above the zone at a ball, 3-1. So one more ball, and this puts runners on first and second here early for the Rafters. Trying to get an early lead as a team that always does well when they lead early. They have trouble coming from behind. A 3-1 from right, and a swing, and a high fly ball into left field. Trottel under it, makes the grab. Johnson retreats back to first. So good contact there from Smigelski, but Schrodel was all over that. And this brings in Brendan Bobo, the all-time league leader in home runs in the Northwoods League, 30 of them, 17 last year. He's got 13 this year, tied for first in the league. But he's been struck out 55 times, batting a 244. And Bobo will see it a ball, 1-0. He's had a 2-1 shot here one time. One gone. Johnson stands at first. And now the checkoff over. Wright goes and throws behind McCann. But Johnson did not take second. So Bubba the left-hander will set in once more. One out. Johnson at first. Coming set, kicking and serving his right, fouled away, 1-1. Bobo leading the team in RBIs with 46, and has 31 runs as well. His last game here for the Rafters. Looking to definitely go out on top. One out, right kicks the 1-1 to Bobo, and a swing and a miss, 1-2. On deck is Anthony Gallison, a ball and two strikes. Johnson led off with a single. Bobo today, right field, we've seen him all over. We've seen him at left, third, first, and now today at right. And the 1-2 from right and fouled away. Back behind, home plate into the netting. So already 20 pitches for Frankie Wright. A ball, two strikes. One gone, and the checkoff over to Johnson. He gets back there in time. The count runs at 1-2, right out of Wagner College in the Northeast Conference. Kicks, turns, and the 1-2 to Bobo, and a swing and a line drive into center field. Tucker there to cut it off, but Bobo with a base hit. So Wisconsin Rapids runners on first and second, and Anthony Gallison is up.
Left fielder, number 20, Anthony Gallison.
So Gallison, 40 hits, 162 at-bats. He bats at 247. 0-for-4 yesterday, and he was struck out as well. Johnson stands at second. Bobo at first. Wright kicks the first offering to Gallison, is up above the zone at a ball, 1-0. So one